Bundy's trying to steal my thunder. You know, I'm getting a lot of comments about Bundy and how great Bundy, is. What a great fucking co-host he is. And, Bundy's the perfect co-host. And he's starting to like throw his weight around a little with me, like, you know.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
You know,
I'll tell you what I'd do.
It's just a real nigga shit. You real nigga.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
This beat is so bitch.
Here we go. Episode 20.
20.
20.
Nice.
20. Marky DeLuca said if you make it to 20, not many people do. So shout out to Marky DeLuca. Here we are. We have an old guest on. He was a little worried about getting recognized, so he switched up. People are noticing him with the bag on, so he kind of went with the box. We have an update with Sean Wick. Did I tell you, Justin? Did I tell you a little bit?
Yeah, the video.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
So Mr. Wick is unraveling. He's currently, he was in the hospital. His wife left him. I got to dig up some paperwork. I have some paperwork. The mansion he claims to live in, he owes $8,000 in rent. He's about to be evicted. And we finally heard back from Blackstone Publishing. Yeah, yes. I was with a couple of people late recently who, you know, that he claims are his uncles and all this stuff. And you know, nobody knows him. I've been saying this from day one. So finally we got some people together and we were trying to reach out to Blackstone Publishing. And finally we got an answer from them because we have them served with a constable. And we're hoping the book, we put the kibosh on the book. We won't know. It's supposed to be released March 26th. We won't know until then. But it seems to be that we struck a nerve and things are unraveling. And we have somebody who's in the loop with him who doesn't know that, you know, because he went undercover on our last podcast. You know, he's very brave to go back near him. As you know, he's a self-professed hitman with 15 bodies. And so our old guest wanted to come on and tell us, you know, his state of mind and what he's saying right now about what's going on. John Doe? You're up.
I'm up?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of worried that we... is this echoing?
No, you're fine.
I'm just kind of...
Wait, hold on a second. Do you have another teardrop since you...
That's
me. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I should ask. Yeah, I don't. I know better than that.
You never ask a maid, man. No, don't. Just as far as Mr. Clown ass goes, I'm just worried because no one knows where he is at this exact moment. So he could be anywhere. And if he wants to find us, he can find us. So everybody better be on their top.
Yeah.
He's like a cat in the night. And I saw his Instagram the other day trying to keep track of him, and he just got out of the sauna. He was ready to hit the free weights.
Yeah, yeah.
So
no, he said he just got done hitting the free weights.
Oh, well, I, you know what? I don't even know what he's, but I was a little nervous watching that because any man that does that, obviously he's training for something.
Yeah. What is it? Krav Maga?
Krav Maga.
Yeah, Krav Maga stuff.
So he, like I said, we all better be on our tippy toes.
Bundy has been real worried lately. He calls me up. He's, you know, he's like at night he'll want to go to the store, and right when the sun goes down.
No, I watch my back.
Yeah, he seems very nervous about this character. Yeah. You know, we all know. I mean, the guy has 15 murders under his belt.
What's 16, right?
Yeah. What's
one more?
Yeah, what's one more? That's just like butter on the ass of a pig at that stage of the game. You know what I mean? It really doesn't mean anything. But so me and Bundy, you know, we've been waiting all week for this. And as it gets closer and closer to the release date of this book, you know, we've been kind of, you know, wondering why they were silent and everything, the publisher and everything. And finally, you know, a little news broke just this morning that they actually responded. And it's looking like they're going to look into some of these allegations and try to vet him almost at the last second to, you know, see if any of these things he says are true. And, you know, a friend of mine who did a lot of digging on this guy basically helped me out to have them served. And he, you know, he had all the records where he's done a total of 6 or 7 years combined in prison his whole life. And in one article, he said he did, you know, whatever he said, 26 years, 9 months, 12 days, whatever, you know, his nonsense is, and being how he went to his nephew and claiming to be the one who stabbed Paul Pierce. As we know, everything he says is a lie. So now, you know, I know I just don't see this book getting published. Definitely not by the 26th, but we won't know. We won't know. When's the 26th? Tuesday, Justin?
Yeah.
We'll know more Tuesday. Yeah. But I looked on his Instagram today, and there was a comment from someone saying, "Hey, I pre-ordered your book. I screenshotted it and put it on my story." But he has since removed the comments with me and other people. And someone was saying they pre-ordered the book from Amazon, and now, you know, they're saying he's not getting it. So I don't know how true it is. Like I said, we won't know for sure until the 26th, or until we know from the publishing company that it's definitely been shelved. But that's going to be a great win if that's what happens, you know, because this guy's a fucking fraud. And, you know, it's been going on too long. It's been going on too long. And, you know, there's plenty of people that have stories to tell that are legit. You know, I don't know how he got over on it, but what do you can, yeah.
I should have cut a hole for your ear.
You know, people like Bundy, you know, who got a story to tell himself,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People like my friend here, who's, you know, he has a lot of shame over some stuff he's done, you know, but don't be nervous. We got someone down in the parking lot watching. He's very worried about this, Sean Hicks. He's still out there. He's still traumatized, yeah. You know. As far as Bundy, you know, a lot of people don't know about Bundy was when Bundy was younger. Bundy's been in a lot of fights. I'm going to have to call a spade here. And he, you know, ended up being somewhat of a tough guy. But as a kid growing up in the neighborhood, he was actually the only kid in the neighborhood who was a ballerina, you know. And that caused a lot of fights. That's what they used to call him, Bundy the ballerina.
Yes, it did.
And he, people used to try to pick on him, you know. And didn't end well for most of them kids, you know.
Danny.
And that was the end of his ballerina days. But
I was good at it, too.
Yeah, Bundy, he did those things. What are they called? Pirouettes he used to do?
Yep. Yeah, tumble. He used to tumble all over the place.
The tumble. Bundy invented the tumble. Or the somersault.
Somersault, as it's known.
What else? All right, so yeah, when I come back, I'm going away Monday. Going down to the Sunshine State, Florida. Haven't been there in a while. Florida is where I got sober. St. Patty's Day was 11 years sober for me, so that was a good thing. It all started down in Florida, so I'm gonna go down with my girlfriend and just, you know, fuck around for a week, visit my friend owns a place down there now. He's down there, and go see him and. You know, get some warm weather. It's been freezing around here lately. But speaking of St. Patrick's Day, I was with Peter Welch, and we were he had a float in the parade and a few other guys and had a real good time. Had a good time at the parade. And, you know, then afterwards, I see a lot of stuff online. There was some fights, and it really wasn't bad. Sometimes you see a lot of arrests, and it gets a little crazy, but I didn't really see anything. And now they're talking about moving the parade out of South Boston. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Fucking nonsense. I think it was, you know?
That Flynn guy.
I can't believe it was Ray Flynn's kid. Huh? Yeah. He's really saying that? Should fucking run that guy out of fucking town, you know? You all right over there?
Yeah.
Mayor Flint, his father made South Boston, the L Street Gym.
Yeah. That was long, there long before him, I think. But
yeah, but he got a finance for all the extensions.
Everything.
Oh. To rebuild it.
Oh, really?
Uh,
we like the old one. Nothing gets better. Everything gets worse. Bundy was just playing with his Rubik's Cube and Dunkin' Donuts down the street.
Some guy, I almost got it, too.
Some guy had a Rubik's Cube on his keychain, and Bundy convinced him he was some type of fucking Rubik's Cube savant. And
I messed it all up.
And, yeah. So, yeah, we got that going on. The St. Paddy's Day Parade. They're going to try to move it out of South Boston. What a fucking joke that is.
Yeah.
The 11 years sober. We got the Celtics and the Bruins. I keep seeing the Bruins got the best record. It seems like every time I look, they lost lately. So, I don't know how this is, but it was like last year. But last year was, you know, just ridiculous. They couldn't lose. And it's just like you get worried now, right, that they have a great year and then they choke in the playoffs. It happens, you know. You just, you know, any team can do it. When if you're in the hunt, you got a hot goalie and a good team, and anyone can win it. Basketball, usually not so much, right? It's usually there's not many Cinderella stories in basketball, and we got the Celtics this year that are absolutely tearing it up. And when they lost against Golden State a couple of years ago, I was at Game 6 in the Garden when they lost, and it was a fucking nightmare to lose on your own court after having a great year. So I really think the Celtics can't do it this year. Like when can they? You know what I mean, Justin? That's what you're thinking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I hate to – well, I'll just say it like this. I always say this. Like, it seemed like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, like when the game's on the line, they just don't seem like the guys that can just take over. Like, yeah. I hate to say it, like a LeBron, because I'm not a LeBron guy or someone like that, that you just know they're getting the ball and you can't stop them. But this year's the year that they got to prove everyone wrong and they got to win it. I mean, there's obviously no coming up short. You know, anything besides an NBA championship is a huge, huge loss, you know? We got opening day coming up with the Red Sox soon. Not kind of lukewarm, not too excited about the Red Sox prospects this season, but you don't know. The Patriots, same thing. It just seems like a rebuild. But I didn't watch the Dynasty. Did you watch that?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch sports.
No?
Weakens the mind.
Yeah.
I'm either training or reading books.
Yes. Me too.
Nice.
Justin, did you watch Dynasty?
I did, yeah.
So I didn't watch any of it. And I'm kind of glad I didn't. I was kind of interested with the Aaron Hernandez things. I kind of wanted to watch that a little because, I mean, what a crazy story that is, right? Were you locked up with Aaron?
I got there right before he left.
Yeah.
Before he left to the other side.
Oh.
He went from the green side to the gray side.
All right.
You know what's crazy about that, too, is remember he asked and he confirmed at Kraft. He said, trade me to the West Coast. There's a lot going on here. I'm worried about my family and stuff.
Really?
Just think if they would have traded him. Maybe he would have still been playing, or who knows if he would have still been whatever he did or didn't do back then. But, yeah, he asked Kraft to trade him, and Kraft acknowledged it to the West Coast because he said it was bad here for his family.
Really?
Too much stuff was going on.
No. He was a beast.
Yeah, man.
He was
him
good.
And Gronk together.
Yeah, he was good.
Like I said, I was interested in kind of seeing that, watching that part of it. But now that it's done, you know, it's good to see some players. I forget who it was, McCourty or who else, Rodney Harrison and Gronk coming in Belichick's defense, and they kind of painted him as the villain and all that. You know, I'm sure he was, you know, to some extent, right? Some decisions he made. You know, getting rid of Brady that last year was obviously a terrible, terrible decision, you know. And I just couldn't watch Brady with the Bucs, but I just couldn't root for him. But I knew it wasn't his fault. You know, they didn't want to spend the money in the end, and that sucked. But now that it was over, I'm kind of it seems like they hoodwinked a lot of the players there, interviewing them, and then they just cut a lot of it out and just tried to make Belichick look real bad in it, you know. And you know, I can never fucking hate that guy. You know what I mean? He was just, I loved him
as
a coach.
Who's he playing for now?
Belichick?
Yeah.
I think he's playing for the Chargers, special teams, right?
Yeah.
No, Belichick's not coaching right now. But
yeah, and he ain't coaching, right?
No, that's another thing. How did he not get a coaching job?
Crazy. Yeah. Him and Vrabel.
Neither of
them got a job.
That's really? Mind-blowing.
They don't want to pay.
Either that or because he wanted to take his son with him or something. I mean, I just can't believe it. You know, wasn't he about to set, you know, all-time wins record or something, right? There was a couple of things. I can't believe nobody hired Belichick. It was looking like he was going to the Atlanta Falcons, right? When he was meeting with Arthur Blank there all the time. I thought that was definite, you know?
Well, now he can enjoy his millions.
Yeah. Yeah, he can just sail off into the sunset, you know? A few other things we got going on. What are we doing over there? Should we talk about that gym in Lowell Tewksbury there?
Yeah, give it a nice shout out.
Yeah,
that's a nice gym.
He doesn't go there.
No, I've never even been in that city. I don't even know where it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's a friend of ours' son just opened a gym. It was New England Strength and Fitness before, right?
Yeah.
NESP?
NESP. It's on Facebook, Instaface, social media stuff.
Yeah.
They 10 years in business.
10 years in business. They lost their old place because the guy sold the building. So they were in limbo for a little bit, for a couple of months. And my friend's son trains a lot of he was a good wrestler and jiu-jitsu. He does a lot of stuff. He's a great kid, Brock Dokus. And he trains a lot of high school kids, does a lot of strength and conditioning training, a lot of high school athletes, wrestlers, football, baseball, you name it, football. And it's good to see them. They bought an old gold gym, and they just got it up and running now. And I got to get back in the gym. I've been slacking really bad. I was going every day for months. And then I went away, and I come back. I got sick, and then I had kidney stones. Those were fun. And it just for me, I'm a routine guy. I start going to the gym, then I'm locked in. I'm going every day. I'm eating good. And then when I stop going, it's just like pizzas. And I just fall out of it real quick. So I got to get back. I got to check out that. Because I used to work out there at their other place. It was like an old warehouse. Yeah. This place is a lot better. And they combined with the jiu-jitsu. What's the jiu-jitsu, guys?
Evolution Jiu-Jitsu.
Evolution Jiu-Jitsu.
They've been around forever, too. So there's... The top floor is jiu-jitsu, boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, everything. The first floor, they're keeping the old Gold's Gym, so all that equipment stays. And then the bottom floor
all the cardio stuff
and the strength and conditioning, which Brock does, and they've done for 10 years. They got D1 athletes. They got kids that go to Notre Dame. They got kids that play pro all the way down to five-year-olds. They train five-year-olds the right way. They don't push heavy weights on them. They get them stretching. They get them mobile, flexible, so they can be better athletes and preventing injuries. That's the main thing. So, like I said, they've been around for 10 years, so that's out in that business to do.
You know, that's a big thing, like you said, preventing injury. That's one thing like I never did, right? Not that I'm some marathon runner or anything, but I never like stretched out or did, do all that stuff. And, when you're young, that does prevent a lot of stuff. You know, you limber and you stretch out and do all that stuff, I mean, obviously there's some injuries that freak stuff that's happened that, that are out of control, that out of your own control. But a lot of the stuff, like, speaking of Tom Brady, he used to practice that a lot, right? Being limber,
yeah,
right?
Everybody laughed at him. Everybody thought he was... look at like the kid we went to go see at the All-States in New England, Thomas Brown.
Yeah,
best heavyweight wrestler in the country.
Yeah.
17 years old, doesn't get hurt. The whole year never gets hurt. Shoulders, knees, he's just a freak athlete, but he's flexible. His joints are strong, his ligaments are strong, and he's a freak of an athlete, but he trains him. And like I said, if he gets hurt, his whole season's done.
So, yeah.
That's the main thing. Keep him healthy and keep him playing.
Yeah, he went undefeated this year, right? Mm-hmm. Last year too. Or last year he won the Nationals as a sophomore, heavyweight. He
beat a kid that was a Nebraska commit.
Yeah.
Already. Not that kid. Another kid that's going in 2 years. The kid was only a sophomore too. But
oh yeah, we were at the Holidays. That was when he was a freshman when he beat that kid. The kid was a senior. Yeah.
But I mean, another kid he beat. Yeah. Another kid going to Nebraska. Going. I guess the kid's not going to wrestle though. He's going to play football.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, and then he beat the other kid that committed to wrestle.
What's that, 260?
Well, he's 270.
He's a big kid.
Yeah, so, 265. Tom, the other kid was 285 when he wrestled in New England, right?
You know, so Thomas loses weight during wrestling season, but he gains it back up in football. But like I said, just the nicest kid in the world, best athlete, but doesn't get hurt. He just, he's limber. I mean, he can stretch.
Don't jinx him.
Yeah. So anybody, kids that just, like I said, they don't push, you know, they just make sure that they can stay out on the field and get a better version of them.
Yeah.
The proof's in the pudding. For 10 years, they got so many kids that go D1, but then they also got so many kids that go D3 that just want to play, you know, and they're on the field. You could be the best athlete in the world if you sit in the tub the whole season. What's the sense of playing?
Yeah. And you wonder why he, you know, I mean, I guess it's pretty simple, right? You're like, man, why wouldn't he wrestle, right? He's running the best heavyweight in the nation. But then you think, you know, if you play football, you know, offensive line probably is what he would do. You know, you might make it to the big dance, right? And that punches your ticket for the rest of your life if you make it into the NFL, basically, you know?
I think he just got a 6th or 7th D1 football scholarship offer already.
Wow. I saw something on his Instagram, something about Buffalo. He was somewhere.
Yeah, University of Buffalo.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot. He's
and they got a great wrestling team, too, a D1 wrestling team, too.
Really?
But I think that kid can go anywhere in the country. He can play at any school, and they're going to start knocking down his door pretty soon. They already, like I said, he's already got all those other scholarships waiting for him. But I think when he was a freshman or sophomore, UMass offered him a scholarship just that early. That's how good he was.
Wow. You know? When are the Nationals wrestling?
I think they're next week.
Where are they?
I don't know.
When we went down to the New Englands, I got to see them wrestle. A couple of kids I know, the Tidsleys from Shawsheen, they wrestled. Sid won last year. Sid lost in the finals, unfortunately. Tough match. And James won his match. And I guess there was a lot of – I got there at the end of it. There was a lot of controversy. Did you see it?
Yeah.
So
there always isn't, and that's the end of the year. Everyone's dead. Everyone's beaten. I just want to.
Yeah. I guess the kid shot him, and he got him, and he kind of lifted him up off his feet, and the kid got choked out, and he dropped him, and he fell, and allegedly he yelled, "That's a pin," right? Did he? I mean, that's legendary, right? And the other fucking parents were, you know, causing a big stink, saying that, you know, he should be disqualified. Come on, you know what I mean? Tough enough, but we wish them the best.
I'll tell you what, let me mention one last kid, and I'll keep my mouth shut. Our friend Emmett Logan.
Oh, yeah, Emmett.
So this is the type of kid that goes down there, the kid's from Lowell. He calls my son up, and he's like, you got any old weights you're going to throw away? I want to build my cell up. I want to get some weights down there. Now, the kid wrestled all year, wrestles 5 times a week. So Brock gave him a bunch of weights for his gym, and I said, Emmett, you're more than welcome to come here whenever you want. I'll take care of you. You know, you're a great kid. So then you see the next day, Emmett's in the gym training.
Yeah.
I mean, just a great kid. I mean, exemplifies what everything is.
Yeah.
Just that kid's – he's only a sophomore, too. He's an absolute stud. And
gentleman.
And the best – yeah, right? Best
yeah, gentleman. World, right? Yeah. Go up to you. Shake your hand. Yeah, thank you.
Look in the eye.
Yeah, look you in the eye. Shake your hand. Like, you know, stuff like that. You don't even see it anymore with a lot of kids. But that's what's good about sports, too. You know what I mean? Most people, you know, are respectful and everything. But, yeah, he's an absolute gentleman. Father's a great guy. Nick Logan works with the kids.
Uncle.
Oh, his uncle.
Yeah.
His uncle. I thought that was his old man. Why did I think that was an old man?
No, poor Nick's got enough kids. He's working triple time. That coach, Lawhide, Nick, absolute best guy in the world. And he works with the absolute best coach to ever coach is George Bossy. Still there.
Yeah.
90 years old almost.
I met the kid the other day too, Mickey Ward's St. Patrick's Day breakfast they had the day before St. Patty's Day. I sat down at a table and there was no seats there. And I guess it was all the firefighters. They were up talking to them. So I sat at their table and they all sat down. But Keith Dillon, I think it is. Is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
He works with the kids, right?
Yep.
The wrestling coach, too?
Yep. Very good kid. Very good guy. He was a good wrestler.
Yeah. Good guy. Shout out Keith Dillon. Adam Dowling. Another gentleman.
His mustache?
Yeah. Rocking the stash.
Yeah. His whole family. They were all good wrestlers.
Yeah. Also, Paulie Black. We're going to get Paulie Black back on here soon. Update on Paulie Black. He was my first podcast guest when I said, Paulie, what are you doing? He said, heroin and crack. That was a great answer. No longer heroin and crack. About a week before Christmas, they found him overdosed outside, almost frozen. And
that happened.
Yeah, and Paulie's back. What's that, January, February?
I told you three months. I saw him, he wouldn't sign my. Told me he was too busy.
It's going to his head.
Went to his head pretty quick. I saw him in the supermarket. I said, "Paulie, sign my my white T-shirt." He goes, "Well, I don't got time for that right now." Like, go fuck yourself.
So it's been happening with Bundy, recently. It happened. First
a lot
time
of pitches. A lot of pitches.
Yeah, first time it happened. Someone's staring at him. Bundy's ready to fight. Right? He's at 7-Eleven. Yeah. There was some black guy mugging him from the BMW next door. And Bundy thinks he's got smoke with this guy from the joint or something. And the guy says, "What did he say?"
"Like a gentleman."
"Like a gentleman."
Yeah. Gave him a thumbs up.
Yeah, Bundy's with his girl and Market Basket, and some kid asked him to take a picture with him, and he was looking around for his girl. He's like, "No, wait, can you do it outside when I'm done?" You know, I know he wanted his girl to see like people taking pictures with him. But the Golden Gloves wrapped up, and Lowell talked about that last time I was on. I tried to get Bundy to go. He didn't want to go, man. I hate that when you don't want to go places. You know? But you would have been a huge hit there, Bundy. They would have called you in the ring and everything if they knew you were there. You know?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So at the Golden Gloves, what was the guy's name? Terry something. But at the Golden Gloves, there's like you can text and there's this big screen above
Terry
the ring.
Moran.
Terry Moran.
Very good kid. I went to school with him.
Okay. Basketball coach, right?
Yeah.
He's a ref, I mean.
He's got three kids that are Westford, incredible athletes too.
Grey Ghost?
Yep.
Westford
real,
Academy?
Real good athletes.
Okay. So did I tell you about this guy?
Uh-uh.
So I, good things. You know, I was eating breakfast one morning. He was next to me, and we knew a lot of the same people. So then he tells me, so at the Golden Gloves, everyone can text this screen above the ring, and you can put like, you know, whatever, go, you know, Bundy, this, that. Uh-huh. So people are always texting, you know, bean shooter, bean shooter, bean shooter. So then like 2 weeks to go, people are coming up to me. Hey, they're not, you know, letting it go up on the screen. So I'm having breakfast with this guy, Terry Moran, right?
Yeah.
And so what do you do? He goes, "Well, I DJ. I'm a referee." And I told him, "I know, you know, Slattery James ref some games." He's like, "Yeah, I know James good." And he was talking about McGillicuddy, who just died actually that week. He worked for the city of Lowell. And he goes, and I run the DJ at Lowell Auditorium. He said, "You know, the screen." I said, whoa. Let's run this. Let's fucking run this back a minute. I says, "I have a bone to pick with you, sir."
So he stopped it.
Yeah. So, well, he passed the buck. Well, the other guy.
I must have got,
He goes, "The other guy actually does it." He goes, "What happens is these guys that run it, they don't know what a lot of this slang is. So these kids will put stuff up." Huh? You know what I mean? Like, you know, abbreviations and stuff, you know, that he has no idea what it is. So if he doesn't know what it is and he keeps seeing it, he goes, he like puts the kibosh on it. I said, "Well, I'm going to let you know what it is." And I showed him a little bit about myself and everything. And then the guy cooking, I forget his name, but he had a little baseball coach shirt on. So I was in there and I put him and the guy Terry on my Instagram story, and I'll do that sometimes, and I'll know, you know, what's going to happen. I went in a week later, and the guy's like, "What the fuck?" You know, all the kids were calling me after you left, you know. So he goes, "You weren't gone 5 minutes. I got 15 messages. You're on Beat Shooter story, you know." So Terry Moran, next year. We better have the bean shooter back up on the fucking board, all right?
I guarantee you, they're like, "We're getting insinuated with all this beans. What is this stuff?"
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, he referees basketball. I think college games or just high school, but that's a good little gig. Slattery makes some good money doing that. You know, that's a good thing, fucking refereeing.
Think about that family for sports, too. All five brothers went to D1 schools playing football.
Yeah, Slattery.
How crazy is that shit? Good genes and all.
Hold on.
Breaking news.
Yeah, somebody I know knows this. Sean Hicks. And he said he just did a wellness check on him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Charlie?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just did a wellness check over there. It's not good.
Is he there? What's going on?
Well, I walked, first of all, he entered the door, he had a sheet on. I said, what's with the sheet? He said, the ghost is coming out of retirement.
That's his rap name, right?
And I knew that it was a problem, you know?
Yeah.
So I walk in, and he's got all these baked bean cans lined up, and he's shooting them with a potato gun. And I said, what are you doing? He said, you know, I'm just a bean shooter. I don't know what the fuck that meant. You know?
He is. Actually, he is a bean shooter.
Might be the biggest. And then I said, oh, don't tell me this is for the bean shooter. And then all of a sudden, all the fucking dogs come out of the room. They're all wearing his family's clothes.
He's lost.
What the fuck is this? One of them even had on lingerie. I guess everybody left him, and he's talking to the dogs like the family's still there.
Lost his mind.
And I look on the coffee table. He said, I'm writing my second book. I said, what the fuck is this? He goes, it's called The Devil Will Play. It's a jailhouse guide to the 69th position. I couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah. Well, he's,
I had to get the fuck out of there. He took the sheet off. He was cutting his own fingers off. Yeah.
Well, Bundy's got a little prediction.
Yeah. Maybe 3 weeks.
We think this he's not long for this earth. We're all waiting for Tuesday to see if this thing is gets released or not. And if it doesn't, you know, I mean, that's gonna fucking cripple him, and it's gonna be
a money.
It's gonna be a cause for celebration if that's the case, Charlie. You know.
Well, I think you know he had a script there. I guess his agent sent him a script. They're doing a the remake of Life Goes On. It's under the new Corky. So, I mean, things are, you know, one door closes, another opens.
That's Charlie Phil's peanut butter jars around the house.
Was our friend here wants to know if there was any peanut butter jars across the house.
I didn't see any people. Wait a minute. Yeah, but
this is the bag man. You know me.
Yeah.
The guy in the bag.
Yeah, this is the bag man.
When I used to run with him, he used to fucking with the peanut butter with the dogs, and the dogs go crazy around his ass and shit.
But it was extra crunchy. He didn't have it wasn't the smooth one.
All right, so he's in Worcester. We're safe.
Yeah, so we should be all right, guys, but just be careful there. You know, keep an eye out, because the ghost is back.
Yeah, the rapper, the ghost.
Send the kid.
We got to go pay him a visit. All jokes aside,
Get his address.
I'm gonna look up. I'm gonna look at that paperwork you sent me and take a look at this right now, and I'll give you a call back, Charlie.
Just be careful.
All right.
You never know with this guy. I mean, he's being evicted, so I mean, the next address might be a fucking cardboard box on the railroad track. So.
Let's hope so. All right, Charlie boy.
Guys, good luck.
Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
All right, timeout on this. Let me see if I can pull up this. Look, here's some of the stuff that was sent to Blackstone. Justin, you ready for this?
Let's
hear it. Hicks also claimed to have spent close to 29 years in jail for various crimes, including the stabbing of Boston legend Paul Pierce and also an attempted murder charge. However, records from Judy's records suggest he only spent about 6 years in jail total. Additionally, William Ragland and Trevor Watson were charged in the Pierce altercation. Well, the attempted murder charge was for strangling his ex-girlfriend until she passed out. In December of 2023, Michael Lee, a former convict turned businessman from Lowell, Mass., and his podcast partner, Bundy, received a tip-off about Hicks. Lee, known for his hosting the podcast Bean Shooter, it's actually Shooter's Gallery, launched an investigation that uncovered nothing but inconsistencies and fabrications within Hicks's story. According to Michael Lee, alias Bean Shooter, his attempts to verify Hicks' credibility by contacting individuals such as Patrick Nee, Kevin Weeks, and James Matarano, brother of Winter Hill Gang hitman John Matarano, as well as at least 50 other people in and around Boston, yielded no recognition of Hicks. Despite Lee's efforts to alert Blackstone Publishing of potential deception, his calls went unanswered. Social media has been ablaze with comments denouncing Hicks as a fraud, with users calling him out across various platforms. Meanwhile, Hicks has remained relatively quiet on social media, seemingly hoping the controversy will subside before the book's release. In light of these revelations, you should hope that Blackstone Publishing demonstrates journalistic integrity by postponing the release of The Devil to Pay until the truth is discerned from fiction.
That's the end of it.
So that's the kind of letters Blackstone's been getting. And now, you know, they can, like, when I was leaving them all kinds of messages myself, they just ignore them. But now that they've been served legally, you know, by a constable and everything else, that they kind of have no choice, because now they're not protected by a lawsuit. And we're hoping that we put a stop to it. You know, that's the hope. Justin, what do we got? March Madness. Yeah. Who do you like? What do you think? I really kind of been a little out of the loop, not totally, but
yeah, I'm kind of on the fence. I got Arizona winning it.
All right. I didn't even get any brackets this year. You in any brackets, Bundy?
No. Not yet.
Almost fucking impossible anyway. You know, how about you, Justin?
I'm in like two.
Yeah.
Yeah, small ones, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a little pool going. Just for the final game, the final number, maybe a 10-man pool. It's people up, maybe I do 500. 10 men, $500. One winner gets 4,500. I get 10%, Bundy. All right?
That's a good one right there.
I'm Muslim. I don't gamble.
All right. That's right. Yeah. You don't follow sports. You don't gamble. You know a lot about this gym, though. Somebody who doesn't hit a gym too often. Seems to know a lot about sports, too.
I don't know.
For somebody who doesn't.
I follow youth sports.
Yeah. what else we got? We covered everything, right? Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, Patriots, March Madness, the local kids. Oh, we got something for Lil' High, too. Isn't there some type of – I got a – Joe Healy – sent me a link. Joe Healy also owns that gym with Brock Dokas, and he just sent me a link. I forget what it was with Lowell High School, but I got to
I think that was last night, the meet and greet with Scotty Boyle, the coach.
Yeah, but there was some type
of fundraiser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, last night at Cavell at the restaurant.
Ah, fuck. So it's too late to donate?
Well, you can go on the
website. It's too late.
They got a Venmo.
It's too late.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't see what this fucking thing. I'm like a 3-second delay with the fucking. I'm encapsulated in wood. Fucking man in the box. There's a Venmo thing. You go on the Lowell High website for football. You can donate because they're trying to get a new stadium. The stadium upgraded and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
If everybody throws in a dollar or $5, they can do it. You know.
What's that, Cauley Stadium?
Yeah, it's a
that's
fucking
a nice stadium, is it really?
Yeah,
oh, it's a dump.
It sucks. You know, and then like 100 people go to watch the games for the poor kids that play football at the end of freezing cold. The parents don't even fucking go. And they wonder why they can't get a good team. Now they got a great coach back.
Yeah.
Who works with the kids in the morning. So does Brock and Joe at the high school in the morning before school, trains them after school. That coach, Scotty Boyle, is going to turn that thing around. And the best thing is he's best for the kids. He tries to get them into college, or he tries to steer them in the right direction, tries to be a mentor to them.
Yeah.
Real good guy.
I was good friends with Gary Boyle. Rest in peace, Gary. GB.
Oh, Gary's the best, huh?
GB was my guy, man. Yeah. I was down in Florida with him and around here. Just a lot of memories with GB. But, yeah, Scotty's great. Great for the kids. I think the last time I saw him was down in Florida. Was he down in Florida?
Scotty?
Yeah.
Probably back and forth. Scotty still looks like he's 18 years old.
Yeah, in fucking great shape.
Nice, humble, very good kid. Very good man, I mean.
Yeah. So, Lowell High. Yeah, they got him back at the helm. So that's a good thing, you know. The Nationals coming up in wrestling. Wish all these local kids the best. Thomas Brown, James Tidsley. Who else? Anyone local? Sid lost in the New England's.
Yeah, he's still going though, I think.
Yeah.
They can all go if they lose here.
All right.
I don't know if Emmett's going. I hope he does. Emmett Logan, he'll do good.
Who else? We got Shea Wilcox won the gloves. He's going down to Detroit for the Nationals. Wish him the best. That's coming up. What else do we got going on? Bundy. We got the man in the box. We got Sean Wicks. Sean Hicks.
He's done.
And if anybody sees that guy, say something. Report him to the police. You see him out walking, because more than likely he's armed and dangerous.
Yeah, especially
see
now.
See something, say something.
He's really got nothing to lose. You know, this fucking clown.
It reminds me, remember when Rambo got thrown into the woods?
Yeah.
And he's up there in the woods? This is what he's going to end up being, because he's not going to have any place to stay. He's going to be up in the woods painting himself and coming down and... Oh.
Well, Rambo, what a great movie, huh?
Oh, you got to watch some old ones again.
I saw that at the movies. Oh. Did you ever see Rambo, Justin?
Long time ago.
Yeah, if you said no, then
that was a good movie.
That was great.
Yeah.
Colonel Troutman. Oh. Do you remember Colonel Troutman, Justin?
You better have a lot of body bags.
Yeah, Brian Dennehy, what he says to Brian Dennehy. I'm not here to save Rambo from you. I'm here to save you from Rambo.
That's why people were men and stuff, huh? Now you couldn't even make those movies now.
No.
You know what I mean? Rambo tearing up a town and killing everybody.
Yeah, speaking of that, my Instagram, you know, they keep shadow banning me so no one can even see my page. I put a video on that went ballistic, and then... got taken down for bullying. I was in a restaurant and somebody smelled really bad, and it was disgusting, you know. And I'm like, we can't even eat in here. These people stink. And they took it down. You know, I can't. Anything I think's funny basically gets taken down now. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just playing it safe because I can't. They wiped out my last page, and that was fucking terrible. But back to this. I go to Florida Monday. Tuesday is the 26th, Justin?
Yep, Tuesday.
I'll be watching, and you know, people out there, let me know. Go online, see if you can order this book, The Devil to Pay: A Mobster's Road to Perdition. What's the definition of perdition, Justin?
Well, let's see.
I'm pretty well read, but
is it like redemption?
Yeah, like making amends, something, you know.
It was like an old Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah, Road to Redemption.
Really? Yeah. He probably stole the title from a fucking movie like his whole life.
All right, it's a state of eternal punishment and damnation in which a sinful and unpenitent person passes after death.
That's an old Latin word, right?
Yeah, I think so. Sounds like the dude in Greek mythology rolls the stone up the fucking hill constantly.
No, but Spiro probably knows about that. He's Greek.
It's like the fucking...
Theodorus.
Like he's always trying to fucking... Is that who it was?
Theodorus.
Oh, we got a Greek next to us right here. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you're not in heaven, you're not in hell. You're just getting fucked with.
Yeah. Well, good, because he's getting fucked with right now. So we're going to see the 26th if this book actually gets released. We went all in, and if we stop this thing from getting released...
That's big.
Yeah, that's big.
That's big.
What a huge win that'll be, yep. You know? And, like I said, we'll know more, but I'm not seeing it. I went on the website, and it was always there for upcoming releases for Blackstone Publishing, and I looked, and as of today, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, he pulled
it. So, I mean, all jokes aside, we joke about this guy, but this guy's really going to want to fucking kill me if me and Bundy really put the fucking kibosh on this fucking book. You know, I know.
Piece of shit.
We'll get him. But, all right, I'll be looking for Tuesday. And thanks for my guests for coming on, having the courage to come on.
Back because I know who I'm dealing. So, anyways, on the ride out, Mike's like, we're going to have a talk. I'm number one. I'm the star power. They pay to see me. You're there just to say yes and no every once in a while. You're over speaking. You're overdoing. Poor Bundles are sitting there, and I'm sitting in the back like in fear, knowing what the fuck is going to happen next. Mike's screaming. I'm the one they come to see.
Thank you.
I just told them, you know.
No, you put him in his place.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's like...
Know your place.
It's like the Beatles, you know? John Lennon's getting a little crazy, and look what happened. You know? You just... Sometimes you just got to know your role, Bundles.
He said something to the effect, don't ruin a good thing. You'll be back washing dishes.
Yeah. Something like that. Back making license plates. All right. That's number 20, man.
This is 20.
Yeah, this is 20.
That's awesome.
We made it. Number 20, Bundles. Yeah. Another thing about Bundy, he won't get on the scale, but nope. I think he's lost at least 15 to 20 pounds. He's been really getting it in, and we can't wait to see Bundy this summer.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a new and improved Bundy. You know, he's been getting it in.
280.
You're going to get down to 280?
280, 275.
What were you, 360, 355?
358.
360. Started out at 360. So,
yeah,
if you could lose 80, 100 pounds,
that's awesome.
You know, it's funny when you lose 20 pounds and then someone at the gym, someone will say, hey, pick up that 20-pound dumbbell, and you pick it up, and you're like, yeah, that's what the extra weight you were carrying around. It just seems like, seems so heavy. So, I really couldn't imagine losing, you know, a substantial amount, like, you know, 50 pounds or more, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see it, man. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
And, we got to get you on the scale. You don't want to get on the scale because when he only loses like 5 pounds or something after like a month and he seems like he lost 20, he gets all, you know, he gets all fucked up in the head over it. And every day I'm like, get on the scale. Let's see what you weigh. But he's like, the end of the month. So we'll be checking that out. And summer will be here soon, man.
Yep.
New England Strength and Fitness sponsoring us today, right?
Yeah, 521 Main Street, Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
Broadway Home Improvement. Lowell, Massachusetts. I actually just looked at a roof out here in Braintree right before we got here. And the lady's like, how can you see the roof in the dark? And I'm like, I'm pretty good. And then I'm sitting there waiting for the lady to come out and I can hear these two fucking in the truck, right? What the fuck were you saying? What's he fucking, what were you saying?
The windows were up. The windows were down. And we're yelling and screaming at each other.
Yeah. We're saying some nonsense. Well, what were you saying, buddy? What did you say?
He went back in the house with a screwdriver.
Fucking tape measure. I'm hearing them talking. The lady's on the door. I'm texting Bundy. Shut your fucking mouth. All right. Broadway Home Improvement, New England Strength and Fitness. Sean Wick Hicks. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Let's go. Thank you.
It's like a bunch of narcotics. Pull up in a new Rari. Living life, just got it. Chopping bricks like karate. Drink a bunch of cocaine. Serve it to the